Welcome to the Clothing Rights Podcast. We are Susan Boulding and
Sienna Smith. Women should not be discriminated against through clothing, and this is what we're going to be talking about in our podcast.
Some organizations are helping women, such as Dress for Success. They are currently working to help women express themselves through clothing.
We should be able to express ourselves through clothing, no matter our gender. Some say that women need to dress, like, proper, I'd say, and men not. The majority of dress codes, they typically target women.
Some of these human rights can support this idea. Article number 2, do not discriminate, Article number 19, freedom of expression, number 28, fair and free world, all express how women should not be discriminated of what to wear.
Back before present day, it was, women's clothing was consisted of a skirt extending below the knee. You weren't allowed to show your elbows or your ankles, and you had to wear stockings, and maybe sometimes even gloves. And there's some many misconceptions.
One of them were that heels weren't just for women.
Even though most people took it that way and thought that heels could only be worn by women because they were, quote, fancy. And most people think that women used corsets to take off a ton of inches off them. But it was only used to take off 1 or 2 inches, not that many.
Let's look at some interesting facts. There were specific dresses for walking, dancing, regular afternoons, and dinners. That's a lot of clothing.
In summary, women have been discriminated against in the past and forced into clothing policies, such as dress codes, and as we were saying before, elbows and ankles were not allowed to be showing. Nobody should be able to tell you what to wear. And we should all be equal, no matter our gender. Next time you see someone protesting a dress code, if you think it's wrong, you should join in and help them.
If you think a dress policy is unfair, tell someone about it. Don't keep it to yourself. The inequality in the past has shown us that women were not as privileged in clothing as men were.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.